Praise the Lord. Amen. We are back.
Yes.
Amen. We are back, and we're here to talk about the goodness of our God,
yes,
to the glory of God. Amen. And
yes,
we are excited to be able to do that.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The only way we can do that on this side of glory, we got to still be in the land of the living, and
Amen.
That's a good thing. Amen. And so we're happy to be here, and we're happy that you're here listening.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And today we find ourselves in Psalm 100, and we're going to look at the last verse, verse number 5 in Psalm 100, and it says, "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations."
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And today I believe the Lord is having us talk about the first 5 words of verse number 5, "For the Lord is good."
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that is a word of truth, obviously. It's in the Bible. It's a word of truth, but it's a word of encouragement and of strength and of hope.
Yeah.
Especially when we're going through situations that aren't good.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, when, you know, maybe there's an upset in the family, there's been an accident, there's, you know, been some financial trouble,
yeah,
things on the job, things at school, things at home, things in the church, things in life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That when you look around, it just seems as if there's nothing redeeming about it, there's nothing good,
yeah,
you can say about that situation. And here's the danger, is that when we look around, many times we then start to say what we see.
Yes, that is dangerous.
You know, you look around, and if you don't see anything good, then the temptation is that you won't say
anything good. Right, amen.
And that's why a scripture like this is so powerful and so important to say. And when you're looking around and things are just bad at home, at the job, church, wherever, you can still say, "For the Lord is good."
That's it. Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Yeah, I'm looking at some mess right now, but the Lord is good.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And sometimes that's the thing that helps get, and the only thing that helps lift you up out of that place,
yes,
of despair.
Yes.
Because you confess the truth. The Lord is good.
Yes.
My life is a wreck right now, but the Lord is good.
Amen. Amen.
Things are just messed up everywhere I turn, but the Lord is good.
Amen. Amen.
And that's something that you know, again, what we say out of our mouth is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's why God tells us to call things that be not as though they were. Because if we look at situations and just speak the situation, well, if it's a negative situation, we're going to speak negative words.
Yeah.
So what we say is important, and one of the ways to avoid those negative words is to always talk about God. Because you can't say anything negative about God. Not anything that's true.
Right. Yeah, because people find stuff.
Right. But not anything that's true.
Right. Amen.
If you're going to talk the truth about God, then it's all good.
It's all good. But the Lord is good.
Yeah. And that can lift us up.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. Even just saying it right now, for the Lord is good.
Yeah.
Because what it does, even when you're in a situation, you know, you feel bad and you're down, but what it does is, like you said, it lifts you up. Because you say those words, and as you continue to say them,
mm-hmm,
your spirit goes higher and higher.
Because
what you're actually doing is praising God, and God says he inhabits the praises of his people. So you can't help, you say, "For the Lord is good, for the Lord is good."
Mm-hmm.
You're praising God, and here he comes inhabiting that praise, and your soul is lifted up. even in the midst of all the mess and the chaos and anything else
mm-hmm.
that you're going through.
That's right.
Your spirit is lifted up.
Right.
God is good.
He is. And you know, it's and you know, and as children of God,
mm-hmm.
it is so vitally important that we take a page from King David, where he said, "I encourage myself in the Lord."
Amen.
Because, you know, many times we want other people to encourage us. And the quickest person who can encourage you is you. You don't have to go looking for you.
Right. You don't have to make no phone calls.
No email.
No text, wait for it to come back.
No.
Nothing.
Just you don't got to go to church.
You got to open your mouth.
Right. Right where you are, you can encourage yourself. And I really do believe that more Christians have to take on that challenge of mm-hmm. encouraging yourself. Because so many times people get mad at other people and say, "Well, you never encourage." Encourage yourself.
Amen. Yes.
Just because someone else is not encouraging you does not mean you can't encourage yourself.
Amen.
And these words yes. like this, you can encourage yourself.
Yes, yes. And as you continue like to say them, "For the Lord is good."
Yes.
You know, and you say those words and You keep saying them, and then you're reminded of His goodness.
Yes.
You're reminded of something Amen. That He's done for you already.
Yeah.
Maybe it might be a similar situation that you're in. "Oh, God brought me through this before." You know, and it brings to your remembrance, like in Jeremiah says, "Therefore I have hope."
That's
this
right.
I report to my mind. "Therefore I have hope."
Amen.
Right? So you start talking about the Lord and talking about His goodness, and it's going to bring to mind
yes.
His goodness.
Yes.
It's going to bring to mind those things that He's already done for you.
Right.
And then you're going to be lifted up.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be lifted up automatically. You have encouraged yourself.
Right.
You know, because you spoke
it's
of the Lord's
vital.
Goodness.
Yeah. It's so vital. And the thing is that, you know, it's not as if, and it's something about the Word of God, because see, it's not because this is like some magic.
No.
It's just because the Word of God, as Hebrews said, the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yes.
It's a living Word.
Yes.
And there's something about the Word of God that when you confess it out of a believing heart, right, that the Holy Spirit starts to do some things. Yeah, things start to move. Things start to change. You know what I mean? You know, because you're speaking life,
yes.
right? Death and life in the power of the tongue, but
yes.
you're speaking life
yes.
when you speak God's Word. And so now you have a negative situation. You might even have a dead situation. And your words
Jesus.
Can begin to transform that.
Yes. Yes.
When your word lines up with the Word
yes.
of God.
Yes.
It
yes.
can transform that situation.
Yes.
And, you know, if there's nothing else, sometimes you can't find a scripture, you can't quote a scripture, you can always say, "The Lord is good."
Amen. That'd be your fallback.
Right.
The Lord is good. You know,
right?
I think Job said, he said, "This I know, God is for me." You know, in the midst of all the things that
yeah.
he was going through, "This I know, God is for me." And that God is good.
Yes.
God is for me. God is good. And this I know. So this you know. God is good. God
yeah.
is good. And that's where you start. That's the basis of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it will bring you out of everything. Everything that you're in, it will bring you out of.
Right. And sometimes you just need something to begin that process of transforming
yeah.
the negative into a positive. You know, transforming defeat into victory
yeah.
and despair into triumph. You know, you need something to begin that process.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes, you know, I think we've all know that we've had some bad periods in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And for some, it might last, you know, hours, days, for others, weeks. You know, where you just can't even seem to, it's like a cloud is over you.
Yeah.
You know, and you just can't seem to shake that cloud.
Yeah.
And when that cloud is hanging over you, it seems like it's so easy to say and see negative stuff.
Yeah.
Everything is...
your mind.
Yeah, because your mindset is there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how you think. But, you know, but to begin to break up those clouds, you know, the Lord is good.
That's the
truth. You know, right, the Lord is good. God is good. You know, God is faithful. It can lead you to other things. God is faithful.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You start thinking
You just start thinking about it. And then next thing you know, instead of now seeing nothing but negative, you start to see a glimmer of hope. You know? And then, you know, you just keep at it. But that's why what we're saying and what we're thinking is so important.
Yeah.
And we were talking earlier, before we came on, that, you know, and the enemy loves to obscure God's goodness. He tries to. He can't, but he tries to deceive us into, like, God. That's why, has God really said? Has God really loved you? Why would you be in this situation?
Right.
You know, you start to hear those things, you know.
Yeah.
If God really loved you, how could he allow this to happen? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to obscure God's goodness.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about how even with our personal relationships, you'll think about your husband or you'll think about your wife, and you'll be thinking such a thought about, oh, he did that on purpose. And, you know, sometimes God will say, that's not how she is.
Right.
And you realize, wait a minute, no, that's right. She's a good person. He's a good person. He wouldn't do that. And now you, it's like that, now that you see the goodness, it lifts.
Changes
your whole
outlook.
Once you see the goodness, it lifts.
Yeah.
Now you were so mad at them, and now you feel, oh, no, that's right, they wouldn't do that.
That's right.
You know, because once you see goodness, it changes. And that's what the devil, he wants to keep he wants us to not see the goodness. So all he wants to do, look at this situation, it's so bad, look at it. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
he does.
Yeah. But if you can look at that and still say, For the Lord is good.
So let me tell you, look at it and say,
The Lord is good. Amen.
And if it's in the devil flee, because you're facing God.
You can't deal with that.
Right. You say, what's wrong with this person? I'm showing them this thing, but all they're talking about is God. Yep. For the Lord is good.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't feel like good. I just felt like
it. Well, pretty soon we're gonna get you singing.
I don't know about that.
Huh?
But the Lord is good.
I'm not singing. It's not even a song.
I know, but you can make it a song.
I guess.
The Lord is good.
Okay. I got
time to go.
Yeah, I take you home, get something to eat, because she's starting to lose it. But anyway, but God is good.
Yes, He is.
Amen. And we just praise God because, you know, we all go through things.
Amen.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And you know, we're no different than anybody.
Anybody else. Amen.
You're no different than anybody. You know, we all go through things. Life is, you know, an equal opportunity situation.
Yeah.
You know, life treats us all the same.
Yeah, but it's how you look at it.
Yeah. But if you're in the middle of a situation now, it seems like nothing's good about it. You know, it could be a marriage. Say, nothing's good about this marriage. Nothing's good about my finances. Nothing's good about this environment that I'm living in. Nothing's good about this. But one thing, God is good.
God never change.
Amen. And if you're a child of God, God says, what? He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And in fact, He lives on the inside of you, right? What? No, you're not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. And so if you're there, then goodness is there because God is dwelling on the inside of you.
Amen.
So wherever you are, goodness is, right?
Yeah.
Because God's with you. And so, no matter how bad the situation is, there's some goodness there.
Amen.
Amen. Because
God is there. God is good.
Amen.
Amen.
And so that's just a truth. This is not you trying to, you know, trick yourself or anything.
Right.
This is just truth that God is good. Even in the midst of the situation, you can still see and experience the goodness of God.
Yeah. Isn't that good?
Yes. But it starts, you know, we have to say it. You know what I mean? And we have to know it by faith.
Amen.
See it with eyes of faith and then speak it out of a heart of faith.
Amen.
And then we'll start to see things begin to shift in the atmosphere and shift in our situation. And things will turn around and you'll feel your spirit lift.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes. I even challenge you to say it right now. For the Lord is good.
Amen.
I bet you can't say it without smiling.
Amen.
Amen.
It's hard. Amen.
The Lord is good.
Amen.
Amen.
And I know that to be a truth. Amen.
Yes.
And we're praying and believing that you know it to be a truth as well.
Yes.
And so speak that truth and speak it boldly, right?
Yes.
Amen. He has said
we can boldly
that we may boldly say. Amen.
Amen.
So now that he said it, you say it, and you say it with boldness and see the situation turn around.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. So we praise God, amen, for you.
Amen.
Amen. We praise God that things are turning around for you because you're now confessing the powerful truth that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
Amen. That's good stuff.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank God for you. Amen. Until next time, you continue to be encouraged even in the midst of the situation. God is still good. Confess it, believe it, stand on it. And watch it. Amen. You will see His goodness revealed in your life.
Amen.
So until next time, you be encouraged. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
Amen. And He loves you.
Yes.
And His love
never fails.
Amen.
Amen.